Thank you, Lord, for a husband's good discernment and your gentle correction. May we always hearken to your voice through our spouse. Amen. Dear family, I know you're all really enjoying seeing how the Lord corrects me when I go the wrong way, so I'm eager to share this with you. And in fact, it seems that there's a campaign out against us in this direction, and it really is going to apply to all of us. The Lord is trying to get ahead of the enemy here to warn you. I got ahead of the Lord. He had told me some months back that he wanted me on the radio. Well, a lot of things got in the way of checking that out, not the least of which was the intimidation that comes with expanding in a new direction. Balancing new steps against taking care of what has to be done every day is a daunting task for me. I'm extremely careful with my time, and of course, I'm fighting resistance the entire way, so I tend to overdo it, and that's what happened this week. But the mist just started to clear recently, and I felt good about moving ahead with his request and had the help I needed to do so, and the clarity of mind. But I got so busy moving in this direction, I didn't take the time to very carefully discern if this was the time. I thought I'd been too slow, or if he wanted me to do it in the way I was thinking and it was being presented to me. This usually doesn't happen with me. I try to be very careful, but this time I blew it, and it took me too much time tonight to get into prayer. I was disgusted with myself because I kept picking up odds and ends to take care of, correspondence, before I finally got into prayer. And this is a challenge when you get up late in the afternoon and and you start working, you get into work mode before you get into prayer mode, and there's just no way for me to work during the day. It's too distracting. I have to wait until the nighttime. So here I am at 6 o'clock in the morning getting this message out. Everything's so quiet and clear, and it's easy for me to think. So I went rushing ahead, and I was irritated with myself because I hadn't gotten into prayer right away in the early part of the evening. And Jesus wanted me to slow down and consult with him, but thank God for my husband. He caught it. I said, "I'm sorry, Lord. Everyone is more important than you. This is outrageous, and I'm disgusted with myself at this point. How you tolerate me, I will never know." Jesus replied, "But I do, with great love, and I'm pleased that you listened to your husband. I tried to get your attention, but you've been too busy to listen. This is not good, dearest. We need to change this. The timing for everything is not quite ready yet, so I want you to continue to work on music and messages and pay particular attention to the hurting souls on your channel." "What can I say, Lord? I'm sorry." He continued, "This is not easy for you. You tend to plow into things just to get them done, but you must be much, much more careful and move more slowly in making decisions. The devils are always in a hurry, trying to make sure you speed into something before you discover it's the wrong direction. On the other hand, I am always gentle and balanced. I don't know how I do it. It isn't what I want. I want to move more slowly, and I'm especially missing you because of this volume of work on my shoulders." Jesus replied, "It's a lie, Claire. You have the time. You just need to be more careful not to waste it or get distracted. All that glitters is not gold, and it is good to be ignorant of many things for those who wish to cultivate a single-minded heart. This is one of the tactics of the enemy I wish for you to talk about. This sense of having to rush and plow through is a very popular tactic to cause my vessels to make wrong choices. It is popular because it's successful. But I would rather all of you, my brides, would do nothing rather than run ahead because you feel pressured. Procrastination is not a good thing, but rushing into things is not good either. I wish for a balanced approach, plenty of prayer, and double discernment. The more important the work, the more carefully you must lay the foundation. This will save you countless mistakes that could lead you off into a very destructive sidetrack. But Lord, things seem to fall together so well, it never occurred to me that it wasn't your timing. I was busy focusing on how long it had taken me to respond to your request, and I was so glad I was finally doing it. Jesus continued, Ezekiel was right in saying it's a matter of timing. And I do like little things best. That's a quote from Mother Teresa. She said, God likes little things best. Well, I don't need to tell you this, you already know, but I thought this was little. Fishbowl radio sounded little to me. He continued, I know, my love, it is truly a matter of timing. You need more time to create music, and this really would have taken you away from just that. Rest in me, Claire. I know what's best and when it is best. The main point I want to get across to you, my heart dwellers, is now that some of you have caught the vision and anointing, be careful not to rush into anything. Be careful about each step forward, because the enemy sets traps. If he can't get you to procrastinate or avoid implementing the vision and gifts I have given you, he will rush you into things that were not meant to be, or cause you to be so tied up in this new direction that you neglect the important things that are already in your lives. I had spoken to Claire before about being on the radio, and she has carried guilt because she couldn't get into it for so long. And when she did have the opportunity, she was careless and did not take great care in discerning if this was my timing and my choice for her. She won't do that again. But once is all it takes to derail a mission. One wrong direction can waste days, months, and even years. So be careful, because the enemy will try to rush you into things. But I am very pleased with those of you that are moving forward carefully and finally using your gifts and dedicating yourselves to the work. This is so pleasing to me, but so threatening to the enemy. So he will undoubtedly try to derail you. Just be on your guard and move forward carefully. Always remember, I do not rush you into anything, but the enemy does. This is a warning sign for you. Big flashing yellow light. Be careful. Danger ahead.